CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Makes me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
Financial Matters is sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Varner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Well, it is Tuesday evening and it's just gone 5 minutes or 6 minutes past six. Welcome to Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. Really good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. Coming from a cold Musenberg and haven't we had a lot of rain in Cape Town. Tonight on Financial Matters, we're going to kick things off by looking at some news out of the markets. Right after that, we go into our money management principle. Tonight, I want to talk to you about making good decisions. During Coach's Corner, we're going to be taking a look at balanced unit trust funds. And right after that, we into our financial freedom series. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at debt. Over the last week or two, we've looked at the importance of setting goals. Tonight, I want to tell you, setting goals is not enough. You need to create a system, and I'm going to show you how to do that. And we'll end things off with a life tip. Tonight, I want to tell you, there's more to life than money. Don't put your hope in money. Put your hope in God.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5.
Changing lives for good.
By the way, if you want a copy of tonight's notes, you are welcome to WhatsApp me, your name and your email address. We'll give you the Financial Freedom Series, the Life Tip, the Money Management Principle, all courtesy of Better You Living. They are available on betteryouliving.com, but you are welcome to send me a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp line 061-798-1075. Please include your email address so that we can send those notes through to you. You're tuning in to CCFM coming to you on 107.5 in Greater Cape Town, 96.7 in the Fishic Valley. And just a quick note, I don't know what you're facing in life tonight, but I want you to know you do not have to face it alone. And if you need prayer tonight, we'd count it an absolute honor to lift you up before our great and awesome mighty God. We'd love to pray for you tonight and trust God to bring breakthrough to your life. It's not over until God says it's over. So my friend, hang on in there. Put your hope in God. He's able to keep you from falling. If you need prayer, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. You tune into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. Let me know where you're listening from. Just send a quick WhatsApp through your name, the area where you're listening from. You can WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. It's time for Market News.
Market News.
Okay, so let's get straight into market news. Today, the All Share Index 0.2% down. The All Share Index, though, trading just over 80,600, and really nice to see the markets back strongly. 8.5% up over the last 12 months. Bonds have given 16% over the last year, and cash has come out at 8%. Inflation, CPI inflation currently at 5.2%. Monetary Policy Committee are due to meet. I think it's later this week. Most commentators feel there won't be any decrease in rates when they meet, but the general feeling is by the end of the year, we'll see at least 0.5% cut in the interest rates. The Reserve Bank remains cautious, and they have stated that they only want to cut rates when CPI gets down to 4.5%. So there should be some relief, especially if you've got debt, with regards to your monthly repayments. Just a bit of news that you can use. If you look at the top 40 companies in South Africa over the last year, can you believe it? 16 of the top 40 companies in South Africa have been in negative territory over the last year. And if you look at a lot of those stocks that are in that bottom 16 out of the top 40, some really big name players, from the banking groups to cell phone company groups to petroleum groups. And why am I sharing that? Markets over the short term can be pretty volatile, but it's over the long term that markets generally give you an inflation plus 6-7% return. So it's a great time to invest. If you are looking to invest, don't do it alone. I would really encourage you, get some advice, sit down with a financial advisor, make certain that the investments that you invest in are in alignment with what your goals and objectives are. Just a little bit of news that you can use as well. 23% of South Africans have no money left at the end of the month. 77% of South Africans are flat broke by the end of the month. I know times are tough. The cost of living is expensive, but hopefully we'll see rates come down. I want to encourage you, manage your money well. Above all, know this. The Bible declares in Psalm 37, David wrote, "Once I was young, now I am old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children having to beg for bread." I want to encourage you, if you're facing a tough time, don't face your financial woes alone. Put your hope in God. He's able to keep you from falling.
Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5.
Okay, just gone 11 minutes after 6. You are tuned into Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. Good to be able to share this chilly Tuesday with you. Don't forget, if you need prayer tonight, you're facing a difficult situation, we'd count it an honor to lift you up before God and to pray for you. Coming up just around 6:30, we go into our financial freedom segment tonight. And tonight I want to carry on with the whole series on goals. And I want to say goals are important, but goals aren't enough. So many people are left completely frustrated because they aren't able to bring their goals to reality. One of the reasons is because they don't have a proper system. And tonight I want to tell you, goals are important, but they're not enough. You need to put the right system in place. We're going to look at that shortly on Financial Matters.
The Money Management Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Okay, that was a little bit of a blips. We've got two parts coming up here. We've got Coach's Corner coming up in a sec. Before we get there, though, I want to talk to you about money management principles. And tonight I want to talk to you about making good financial decisions. Now, life is filled with choices. And what do bad choices lead to? Normally to failure as well as to long-term frustration. But good, godly decisions typically lead to a more fruitful outcome. And so I want to encourage you tonight to make wise decisions. Think twice before you make a decision on what you're going to do. In Ecclesiastes 10 verse 2, it says, "A wise person chooses the right road." What does a fool do? The Bible says he takes the wrong road. So if a wise person chooses the right road and a fool takes the wrong road, I want to ask you, what choices are you making? Are you making wise decisions? Are you making wise life choices? Are you making wise financial decisions? You see, if you take the wrong road, you're not going to reach your expected destination. And so I want to encourage you, review your options. Think twice. Don't act in haste. Get on the right road. Make wise decisions. And so when it comes to your money management, how about your debt? Are you on the right road or are you on the wrong road? When it comes to your saving, are you making wise decisions? If you are heading in the wrong direction, or if the road that you are heading on seems to be leading to a dead end or to a road of destruction, then I want to encourage you to do a couple of things tonight. If you're on a road and you can join the dots, you can see where you're heading. If you're heading in the wrong direction, then stop. Don't go on any further. Consider where you are heading. Join up the dots. And if you're unhappy with where you are heading, then get off the wrong road. Maybe you need to do a U-turn. Maybe you need to reset your GPS by relooking at your goals, looking at your priorities. Maybe you need to get moving in the right direction. I want to encourage you. The Bible is clear. A wise person chooses the right road. The fool takes the wrong road. And so whether you are in debt, or if you've got a destructive habit of not saving, or if you are living a life devoid of God, I want to implore you to consider your life and your financial decisions and your life decisions. Make wise choices. I promise you, wise choices will lead to a better outcome. Now, Craig Groeschel, he is a well-known writer, and he also started that Life Bible app that you've probably got on your cell phone. He said this. He says, the decisions you make today will determine the stories you will tell about your life tomorrow. He says, each day and all day, we make one decision after the other. And these choices keep accumulating, each one woven together into the rest, forming a tapestry that is our life story. So the question is, what small decisions are you making daily? Because those decisions are going to lead you to a certain destination. The result of your choices will often only show up later in life. So before you reach that point where you look back just with heartache, frustration, and regret, I seriously ask you to consider your ways, reassess your life, reassess your financial goals. So ask yourself tonight, where are you now? What road are you on? Where are you heading? Where do you want to end up? You see, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out that doing the same thing the same way over and over again is not going to bring change. If you are prepared to change the way you do things, then everything can change for you. And even small changes repeated regularly over the long term is going to lead to huge wins. So if you want something that you've never had, well, then maybe you're going to need to do something that you've never done. And so I want to urge you tonight, make the right decisions. Get your priorities in the right order. Ensure that your life choices, your financial decisions align with God and with your objectives and dreams for the future. What am I trying to say? Be wise. Review your life. Make wise choices. You can get your life back on track. You are one decision away from changing your life forever. My friend, that's my tip for you tonight. When it comes to your money management, make good financial decisions. The Bible says a wise person chooses the right road. What does a fool do? He takes the wrong road. My friend, make wise financial decisions.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
Well, that's what we really want to see you do. It's 17 minutes after 6. If you want a copy of tonight's notes, if you need prayer, WhatsApp me now. You can WhatsApp me on 061-790-1075. My friend, I want you to know God is still on the throne. Nothing is too difficult for God. So if you need prayer, we want to lift you up before our great and awesome God. Nothing, absolutely nothing is too difficult for Him. Well, it's time for Coach's Corner on Financial Matters. And tonight on Coach's Corner, I want to carry on. We've been looking at unit trusts over the last couple of weeks. And I've tried to encourage you to ensure that you invest in the right type of unit trust strategy to take care of your specific goals and needs. And so I would really encourage you, if you're looking to invest or if you're not investing, get advice. If you put the right principles in place, if you've got the right sort of fund allocation in place, you'll be able to reach your specific goals. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we looked at the importance of money market funds, and we said that a money market fund is a very low-risk fund. A money market's going to give you cash as a return, and if you look at the money market yields at the moment, you're getting about 8.5%. Long-term, when interest rates are normally a bit lower than they are now, long-term, a money market generally is going to give you about 6%. Just on inflation. That's what you're going to get in a money market. But we also looked at income funds, and we said if you prepare to invest over a period of a year or longer, you could consider risking up slightly and making use of income funds. Income funds will have most of the money going into cash and bonds, and those funds generally give you the ability to get about 2% more per year than you would get in a conventional money market fund. We then looked at the importance of conservative managed funds. And we said if you've got a view of trying to invest over a 3-year or longer period, you could consider conservative, cautious, managed, stable funds. Those sort of investments will have about a third to 40% of the money going into equities or into shares, but majority of the money is still held in cash and bonds. A cautious, stable fund will also have around a third of the money going global, giving you a hedge against the South African economy and the rand. And so a cautious investment is awesome if you've got a 3-year or longer sort of period that you're looking to invest. A cautious managed solution is ideal for a person who's retired, who needs to generate income and also grow money for the future. Now, what I want to do tonight is I want to look at balance funds. Now, balance funds are great if you're looking to grow your money over a period of 5 years or longer. And in a balance fund, you'll normally have about 65 to 75% of the money going into a basket of shares, equities. Those are the sort of investments where you actually partake in the growth or the loss of a company. And in a unit trust fund, you'll have a fund manager and a team who will ensure that they look at the markets and they will do their investigation and examination of different companies, and they will include a collective of different shares in that balance fund. So about 75% of a balance fund will go into shares. The balance will be in cash and bonds. And if you look at the makeup between South Africa and offshore, a balance fund can go as high as 40 to 50% offshore, with the balance being local. And so a balance fund, if you're looking to grow your money, to build wealth for your future, a balance fund is an awesome investment opportunity. Over the last year, most balance funds have come out at just over 10%. But if you look at balance funds over the long term, that's over a 10-year, 12, 15-year period, some balance funds have given as much as 15% a year. A balance fund over 5 years or longer will generally aim to outperform inflation by around 5 to 6%. So this sort of fund, although there might be a little bit of volatility over the short to medium term, a balanced sort of fund is going to give you the ability to generate decent growth over time. The reason it's called a balanced fund is it's got a balanced basket of equities, as well as money going into cash and bonds, and money going offshore as well as local. Here's the benefit of a balance fund. A lot of pension fund money goes into balance funds if you've got more than 5 years towards retirement, because those funds are going to give you the ability of generating some really good cash plus returns. And if you let that money grow over the long term and you let your interest and growth compound, in other words, get reinvested, what's going to happen? You are going to get exponential returns over the long term. So my advice to you, if you are looking to invest, if you're looking for a short-term parking vehicle, a money market is the sort of vehicle you can look at. If you're looking to grow money over a 1 or 2 year period, you can consider an income fund. But if you're looking to grow your money over a 5 year period or longer, then a balance fund works really, really well. I want to advise you. I want to encourage you. If you're looking to invest, get advice. Sit down with a financial advisor. Let them look at what your needs are. They'll do a risk profile assessment on you. They'll be able to work out what your goals and objectives are, where you are, and what sort of strategy you need to put in place. My advice to you when it comes to investing is take King Solomon's advice earnestly. He said diversification is key. He said invest in 7 ventures, yes in 8, because you do not know when disaster will come upon the land. The Bible is also clear. Don't make rash decisions. Consider your decisions like we looked at in our money management principle. Remember, the Bible says the wise person chooses the right road, but the fool takes the wrong road. Make certain that your investment portfolio is well diversified. You can go into a whole array of different balance funds, all managed by different companies, having different teams making calls on that investment over time. That'll give you the ability to generate wealth, to grow your money, and to hopefully set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow. I want to encourage you, get advice. Remember what it says in Proverbs 13, whoever gathers money little by little, what happens? They make their money grow. My friend, I want to encourage you, make certain that you put the right investments in place. Next week, I'm going to look at equity funds. I'm going to show you what they've done over the long term. They are a little bit more risky, but great to give you the ability to generate some explosive growth over the long term. You tuned into CCFM's Financial Matters. My name's Clinton. It's good to be able to share this Tuesday evening with you. It's just gone 25 minutes after 6. My name's Clinton. My friend, if you need prayer tonight, please WhatsApp me. 061-798-1075. 061-798-1075. If you need prayer, get a hold of me now. If you want a copy of the notes, WhatsApp me now. Just your name, together with your email address, I'll ensure that a copy of the notes are sent through to you. By the way, these notes are also available on betteryouliving.com. When we get back on Financial Matters, we go into our Financial Freedom series. Tonight, we're looking at the importance of having a system. Goals are not enough. You need to put this right system in place. God wants to do life with you. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to fix what is broken. I want to encourage you, put your hope in Jesus. He's able to keep you from falling. If you need prayer tonight, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. And I don't know where you tuned in from. Send me a quick message. Let me know your name, where you tuned in from. Ephraim's tuned in from Guguletu. God bless you. Orlando's tuned in as well. I want to say God bless you as well. My friend, God is able to keep you from falling. Put your hope in God. Lavina, thank you for tuning in to CCFM. Also, Deline, Cliffy, thank you for joining me on Financial Matters this evening. It's a pleasure to have you in studio with me. I want to tell you, our prayer is that God will bless you. We'll be going into our financial freedom tip for this week. The whole financial freedom series is all about looking at God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money well. And during this series, we've looked at debt already, but the whole concept is we want to look at cutting-edge money management wisdom, as well as biblical principles to help you honor God with your money, help you shrink your debt, help you build your wealth, and with the motive of building on towards financial freedom God's way. Now, in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to generate wealth. The Bible also says this in Proverbs. It says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but it's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty. Above all, you don't have to go through life alone. Psalm 32 says, I will guide you on the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and I will watch over you. The Bible also declares that the wise person saves for the future. Are you being wise with your money? It goes on and says, fools just spend whatever they get. The Bible also says that the rich rule over the poor. The borrower, the person in debt, is a slave to the lender. I want to encourage you. You need to have a plan. You need to have a vision. You need to have a goal. The Bible declares in Proverbs 13, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when dreams come true, there is life and joy. And I really believe it is time for you to dare to dream. I believe it's time for you to reset your goals. Maybe you've lost your way. Can you rekindle your passion? Maybe you need to aim high. I want to encourage you to attempt great things with God. It's time to live on purpose. Don't just go through the motions. Reignite your vision. I really believe with God at your side, you can be fruitful. And I really believe that with God, He's able to catapult you into the very destiny for which He made you. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've looked at the importance of daring to dream, of having a vision, of setting goals. And tonight, I want to say that goals are important, but I want to talk to you about how goals are not enough. Here's the truth. If I look at what's going on in our world at the moment, many have lost their vision. Many have lost their purpose, their passion for living. So many people have let go of hope and feel like they are so disillusioned, like they're just going through the motions. And I believe that it's time for you to lift your head. I believe it's time for you to dare to dream and to dream again. With God's help and with the basic plan, you can get back up. And during this series, we've really just tried to encourage you not only to deal with your debt, but to have a goal for the future. And we try to give you the tools to help you move forward. And so just a quick recap. Over the last couple of weeks, I've tried to encourage you to dare to dream. I've tried to encourage you to lift the lid and to set goals. Now, just a quick recap. What we looked at over the last 2 weeks, I want to encourage you. You need a vision for the future. The Bible says without a vision, people perish. I also want to encourage you. You need to set goals. And so ask yourself, what is it that you want to achieve? Why do you want to achieve them? By when? What's the timeline that you want to achieve the goal within? And then you need to create a strategy, the how of putting that into place. I want to also encourage you. The book of Habakkuk 2 says, write down your vision. And when you write down your goals and your vision, something powerful happens. I also want to encourage you, when it comes to your goals, you need a dream, you need to have a vision. But don't go after your dreams alone. Surrender your goals to God. The Bible is clear. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. The Bible says, take delight in the Lord and He will give you your heart's desire. It goes on and says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. In other words, commit your plans, your actions to God. The Bible declares when you commit your plans to God, your plans will succeed. And so over the last couple of weeks, we've tried to encourage you to dare to dream, to lift the lid. Today, I want to tell you that many people are left frustrated when they set goals and dreams because they battle to follow through. And so today, I want to show you how you can set up a system to make it easy for you to build towards achieving your goals and your dreams. And so I want to tell you that recently, I've always wanted to write a book. I wrote a book on these exact concepts. It's called Dare to Dream. And the good news is the book is available now in South Africa. And if you want a copy of the book, you're welcome to purchase it. We can gladly send you some info on it. You can drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name, email address, and say, Clinton, I want some info on the book. The whole aim of the book is to just encourage you to lift the lid, to dare to dream. I then give you some practical insights on how to structure your goals, and we give you the tools to help you follow through. So if you want that, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. The overview of the book is also available on betteryouliving.com. And betteryouliving.com is one of the sponsors of Financial Matters. So come, your opportunity to partner with us, get hold of us. You can WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075, or simply go on to betteryouliving.com. Now, tonight, I want to talk to you about setting up a system. Goals are important, but I want to show you that it's important not just to have a goal, but it's also important to set up the right system so that you can build towards financial freedom. I want to show you quickly, we're going to go into our Financial Freedom Series promo, and right after that, I'm going to show you how you can set up a system.
The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Okay, you are tuned into CCFM's Financial Matters. It is time for our Financial Freedom segment. And as I said already, goals are important. It's vital that you dare to dream and set goals. But often people are left frustrated when they've got goals without a proper strategy. And so tonight, I want to talk to you about the importance of putting a system in place. A system is a vital cog that can turn your plans into an easy-to-follow process. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to follow through on your goals, I hope you've dared to dream. I hope you've spent some time looking at your goals. I pray that you've written your goals down and that you've committed them to God. If you haven't, maybe you need to take your wife out for a date night so that you can go discuss your goals for the future. But the big importance of a system is setting up a strategic plan over the long term that becomes a step-by-step blueprint, so you put the right principles in place so that you can push forward and achieve your goals. And so here's the big thing. If you set goals, you're 80% there. But the vital, often missing cog is developing a system. And a system is simply a set of links that work together as part of a mechanism. And so here, the easiest way I can use to explain it is it's important to build good habits. If you've got good habits, you can create a step-by-step process to build towards achieving your goals and making your dreams a reality. But once you built your system, it becomes part of your routine. It becomes a simple way to follow through on what you are trying to achieve. Now, here's the big thing. When it comes to your system, you can have a goal for the future. But if you can make it easy for you to stick to that goal, if you can make it easy to follow through on a good set of habits, you've got a much more better chance of realizing those goals and your dreams. And so if you want something that you've never had, guess what you're going to need to do? You're going to need to do something maybe that you've never done. And so I want to encourage you, if you set goals for the future, you need to develop a no exception policy where you say, you know what, I'm going to stick to these new habits and I'm going to put them into place. It's good to be flexible when it comes to your goals and dreams to a degree. But it's also important to be inflexible, that you don't compromise, that you stay single-minded, and that you stay consistent with your practice if you want to turn your dreams into reality. Remember, good intentions are not enough. Having a goal for the future is not just about a casual wish. It's important that you create a system that can be automated, that helps you to follow through. Now, there's a great book that I read many years ago called Atomic Habits. And James Clear, in his book Atomic Habits, said, goals are good for setting direction, but systems are best for making progress. In other words, goals are important. Without a vision, people perish. But without a system, many people never follow through on their goals. And he said, don't just focus on the goal at hand, focus on the system instead. So let me give you an example. I've got a friend of mine who at the beginning of the year had a New Year's resolution. He wanted to run 5Ks a day, and that was his New Year's plan. And 2 months into the new year, guess what happened? He hadn't even put his running shoes on. And so his goal was to run every single day, but he never followed through on it. And so he was left feeling frustrated. And so I encouraged him, if you put the right system in place, if you create an easy to follow regular routine, if you set up a step-by-step process, you'll have a much better chance of following through on your goal. And the same happens with your money management. I want to encourage you, have the dream, commit the dream to God, know what you want to achieve, be specific, but create an easy to follow system so that you can follow through. I want to encourage you, you need to have a system. And so to make it easy to follow through, I want to give you some advice. I would encourage you, if you are looking to achieve a goal for your future and you've written the goal down, get some advice on what you need in order to achieve that goal. Maybe you need to see a professional. Let me give you an example. If I want to go to gym and train, and I've never set a foot in a gym before, don't you think it's important to possibly see a personal trainer? If I want to go lose weight, don't you think it would make sense to possibly consider seeing a dietitian to get some advice? But you know what happens when it comes to financial planning? People don't see a financial advisor. A financial advisor will be able to do a comprehensive analysis and work out what you need to do, help you construct a realistic plan to help you follow through. So if you want to achieve a specific goal, whether it be taking your family on a holiday in 5 years' time, or you want to settle your debt, or you want to build towards retirement, I would encourage you, make it easy. First of all, get advice. Put a realistic plan in place. Secondly, what do you need to eliminate? Let me say this to you. If you want to lose 20Ks, you can't keep chocolates and donuts in the cupboard. You're going to need to get rid of the donuts. And in the same way, if you want to get out of debt and you want to build wealth, you might have to review your budget. You might have to look at the areas that are sabotaging your goals and your plans. You might have to eliminate certain things. You might have to also say, you know what, I have to add some things. If you want to lose weight, maybe you need to buy a scale so that you can measure your weight loss. On the other side, maybe you need to get a book or two on how best to set up goals or to manage your money well. Maybe you need to add some study to your resume so that you can build towards financial freedom. Another important factor, one of the things you can build into your system, is can you automate the system? Let me give you an example. If your goal is to build up money for the future, let's say you want to go on a holiday in 3 years' time overseas, and you work out that I need to save up 60,000 rand over the next, let's say, 5 years, maybe you need to put 500 rand away per month. How do you ensure that you follow through and make it easy? My recommendation would be automate the system. Get some advice from a financial advisor. Set up the unit trust as an example. Find out what fund you should invest in, and then set up an automated debit order. The money will come off your account before you are tempted to spend it. Maybe you can automate it. Another important thing is schedule it. If you want to run every day, well, guess what? Put it in your diary. Set your alarm 10 minutes earlier so that you get ready. Set your clothes out. Schedule what you're looking to do. And so when it comes to your financial management, maybe you need to once a month put it in your diary that on the first of each month, you're going to relook at your portfolio and get the latest values on it. It's also important, can you build accountability into the process? Maybe you sit down with your wife and you say, you know what? I'm going to look at our finances and I'm going to be accountable to you. Instead of me buying that Happy Meal at the end of every week, I'm rather going to put that money into saving. Can you be accountable? By the way, my friend Bob, who wanted to run, if he could just get a person on the side who said, I will run with you every day, it would have made it easier for him to follow up because he wouldn't want to let his friend down. If you are looking to build up money over 5 years to be able to maybe go to the next Olympics or to do a trip to Europe, don't you want to possibly do it with a friend? Maybe you work out how much you both have to put aside and then you keep each other accountable. You won't be tempted to spend the money if you know that your friend is doing the same. So the big thing at the end of the day, can you schedule it? Can you be accountable? Can you make it easy for you to follow through? Another area that many people do, and I would say you can consider to make it easier for you to follow through, is a concept called habit stacking. In habit stacking, it's where you combine a couple of activities. So let's say you say, you know what, I want to build towards retirement. I also want to gain greater financial understanding, but one of my goals is to build my exercise regime up. Maybe you can sit on a stationary bike and you can read a book while you cycle. You can be then killing two birds with one stone. Maybe you can download an Audible book. And while you are stepping at gym, maybe you can be listening to your audiobook. Can you possibly habit stack? You can also add triggers. What is a trigger? Let's say you say, I want to build my relationship with God. And so you decide to get up 15 minutes earlier than the rest of the family. The trigger will be the alarm. Maybe it is, you know what, in the morning I normally make myself a good cup of tea or coffee. Maybe that trigger is when I make the coffee. As I make the coffee, that's when I open my Bible and I start a daily routine of getting closer to God. Maybe your trigger is reviewing your budget. Now, I started the whole concept of looking at a system by looking at Bob as an example. And I told you how Bob wanted to run each and every day, but because he had the goal without a simple strategy, he didn't follow through on it. My advice to Bob would simply be, if you want to run 5 days or 5Ks a day, consider making a firm decision. Set up a plan. Set up a strategy. Can he prepare well? Can he put his running shoes and his running clothes out before he gets to bed? Can he set his alarm? Can he schedule it? Can he become accountable by inviting in another friend to run with him? Can he possibly habit stack and listen to an audiobook while he runs? I promise you, if Bob made it easy and he scheduled it and he was accountable, there'd be a much more greater likelihood of him achieving his specific goal. And the same goes for your financial goals. If you have a dream for the future, you are going to be left frustrated if you don't create a simple strategy, a process that is simple, that's easy to follow. Here's my take home for you today. It's good to have a goal, but develop a simple strategy to help you follow through. Automate that savings plan. Get the advice. Get accountability in the process. It will help you to follow through. And if you can build a regular habit that you repeat often, you will end up achieving your goal. By the way, a better concept of this is available in betteryouliving.com. It includes a whole action plan. Next week, I'm going to show you the importance of putting all these things together and creating a simple action plan to help you not only set your goals, but help you achieve your goals, follow through, and build towards financial freedom. By the way, if you want a copy of tonight's notes, you are welcome to WhatsApp me. WhatsApp me your name and your email address. WhatsApp me now on 061-798-1075. I'll include our notes tonight on our life tip. We'll include our money management principle, all about how to make wise decisions. And I'll give you the notes on how to set your goals and how to develop a system. In a nutshell, I want to encourage you, dare to dream. You need a vision. Without a vision, people perish. You also need to set goals. What are the goals for the future? Be specific. I want to encourage you, write your goals down. Something powerful happens when you write your goals down. But here's my takeout for you. Don't try to do it alone. Invite God to be part of the process. Proverbs 16 says, commit your actions to God and your plans will succeed. And if you really want to follow through on your goals and make them a reality, don't want to be frustrated, then set up a simple, build the good habits, make it easy. Ecclesiastes 7:8 says, finishing is better than starting. I pray that God will unlock your dreams and your purpose, that He'll give you the perseverance to follow through, that He'll give you some wisdom to make it easy so that you can bring your dreams to fruition. The Bible says when dreams come true, there is life and joy. My friend, I don't know what's up in your life tonight. Maybe you say, you know what, Clinton? I like the idea of setting goals. I want to tell you, more important than your goals for your finances is your relationship with God. Life on earth is short and temporary relative to your eternity. And so I want to encourage you, if your life ain't right with God, seriously consider your future. Get your life right with God. There's more to life than money. And remember this, God wants to do life with you. You don't have to face life alone. He desires an intimate walk with you. You can set your goals and you can achieve greatness. But if you want to see those goals be God ordained and help God catapult you into your destiny, don't go through life alone. Invite God to be the center. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to help you through. My friend, if your life ain't right with God tonight, seriously consider your future. If you have fallen away, come back. Make Jesus the center. He wants to do life with you. And my friend, if you want to help with that, you want to get your life right with God, just where you are tonight, you can just say, Lord, I know I need you. Lord, thank you that you made a way for me to be reconnected to you. Jesus, thank you for the price you paid on the cross. Tonight, Lord, I just surrender my life afresh to you. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. I give you my life. I give you my dreams and my dreads. I thank you for my everlasting life is safe in you. But I ask you to help me through life too. I surrender my life to you. And I thank you that you are my God. And today I become your child. I ask you to help me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My friend, if you've prayed those simple words, I believe you've taken the first step into a relationship with God. And if you've made that decision to start your walk with God tonight, won't you do me a favor? Won't you drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name and your email address. And if you've made a first-time decision to get your life right with God, I'm going to send you all the other notes, but just include an A in your WhatsApp. That'll be a sign that you've made a decision to get your life right with God. If you've done that tonight, I want to bless you as a gift from us at CCFM with an incredible ebook to help you grow in your walk with God, understand what Jesus did for you, and help you come into a relationship with God. Maybe you used to follow God and you've let go of God and you've made a decision tonight to say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of drifting and going at life myself. Tonight I've made a decision to restart my walk with God. If that's you, please just WhatsApp me your name, your email address, and put the letter B down. That'll be a sign that you want to get back on track with God. I've got an incredible book to help you get back on track with God. And maybe you say, Clinton, I've just been going through the motions. I want to tell you tonight, God wants to restart that walk with you. He's able to reset your walk with you. Put God at the center if that's you. Just WhatsApp me your name, email address, put the letter C down. You can WhatsApp me on 061 0891 7981075. I'm going to bless you with the notes tonight, as well as an incredible ebook as a gift from us at CCFM to help you grow in your walk with God. If you just want the notes, WhatsApp me your name, your email address, and just say, I want the notes. WhatsApp me now, 061 798 1075. You tuned into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. Hope tonight's message on setting goals, setting up a system, has been valuable to you. I also hope that you've managed to make good financial decisions. I hope tonight, with God at your side, you'll be able to build towards your financial freedom. Above all, I want to see you grow in your walk with God. WhatsApp us now, 061 798 1075.
Financial Matters with Clinton Werner on CCFM. The Life Tip of the Week, brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
Okay, we're going to go straight into the Life Tip. Quick note that just after 7 o'clock, Pastor Francois Daniel is in studio with Time to Decide. Look forward to what he's going to share with us tonight. Look forward to it, my friend. If you have a friend who doesn't know Jesus, who's not in a relationship with God, get them to tune in. I promise you, they are going to hear the Word of God. They're going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give them that opportunity to time to decide, to make a decision relating to their eternal destination. My friend, I don't know where you stand tonight. Where is your life with God? I want to tell you tonight, don't put your hope in money. Put your hope in God. In Ecclesiastes 5, it says, those who love money will never have enough. I know we talk about money on the Money Show, but I want to tell you, those who love money, the Bible says, will never have enough. It says, how meaningless to think that wealth brings true happiness. You see, money can make a positive difference in your life. Money can buy you some nice stuff, but it can also complicate your life and cause big temptations. And so I want to encourage you tonight, don't put your hope in money. Put your hope in God. Sometimes we get so fixated on the life here and now. And I want to encourage you, remember there's more to life than just your temporary life on earth. And how's this for a scripture? Proverbs 11 says, riches won't help you on the day of judgment. How's that? Riches won't help you on the day of judgment. Jesus put it another way. He said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? And so I want to encourage you tonight, more important than your money management is your relationship with God. There is an eternal life. There's a heaven, there's a hell. And one day there's going to be a day of judgment and you are going to have to stand before God. There is more to life than money. And the Bible is clear, riches won't help you on the day of judgment. Jesus said, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? So let me get it all right here, my friend. It's important to dare to dream. The Bible calls us to save. The Bible calls us to manage our money well, to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us. But remember, eternity is also there. And God wants to do life with you. Hebrews 13 says, keep your life free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. For God has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You see, God knows tonight exactly what you need. He knows what you're going through. He knows you inside out. And I want to encourage you to put your trust in Him. Make Him the Savior of your life. He wants to save you. He offers forgiveness. He is our protector. He wants to be your provider. He wants you to bother Him with your problems. He wants a close walk with you. And He promises that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so tonight, I don't know where you stand with God. Don't get overly fixated with money. Set up the goals. Put up the automated systems. Build towards financial freedom. Do it God's way. But don't lose sight of eternity. Don't lose sight of the big picture. Here's the truth. We were all cut off from God because of sin. So you know what God did? He sent Jesus. And Jesus gave His life on the cross. He paid the ultimate price for my sin and your sin so that we could be reconnected to God. My friend, where does your hope lie tonight? Don't put your hope in money and materials. Put your hope in Jesus. Live to please Him. He's made a way for you to share eternity with Him. And tonight, if you're not in a relationship with God, maybe you've fallen away from God, well, it's time to get right with God. And if that's you, right where you are, if you mean business with God, He means business with you. Tonight, you can just say, dear Lord Jesus, I need you. I know that I'm lost. I know that I've sinned. I need your forgiveness. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. Tonight, I put my life in your hands. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. Tonight, I begin to put you first in my life. I return to you. I thank you tonight that I'm a child of God, that my eternity is secure in you. Help me to live my best life now with you at the center. I want to follow you in all that I do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know that when you invite Jesus into your life, you get born again. Your sin is forgiven. Your eternity is secure. And you begin to live a life with God at the center. Your best days are ahead of you if God is with you. Even if you go through chaos and confusion in this world, if Jesus is your Lord, your eternity is secure. Your life will never be the same again. Don't put your hope in money, in your temporary possessions. Live for God. Put your hope in Him. Trust Him. He wants to do life with you. If you've made that decision to put God at the center, to surrender your life to Him, get hold of me quickly. Drop me a quick WhatsApp, just your name, together with your email address. Put the letter A down if you've made a decision to get your life right with God for the first time tonight. Put the B down if you're returning to God. Put the C down if you are resetting your walk with God. As a gift from us at CCFM, I've got an incredible set of ebooks for you to help you understand what God has done for you and help you develop an intimate walk with Him. We come to an end of Financial Matters for this Tuesday evening. Go well. God bless. Stay warm. I pray God's protection on your life, God's richest blessing on your life. My friend, dare to dream, aim high, attempt great things with God, but don't look away from God. Keep Him at the center. He's able to keep you from falling. You can WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. You want the notes? WhatsApp me your name, email address, and say, I want the notes. And if you've made that decision to get your life right with God, WhatsApp me your name, email address, and put the A, the B, or the C down. We've got an incredible pack as a gift from us at CCFM to bless you tonight. Have an awesome evening. Go well. God bless. Pastor Francois Daniel up next with Time to Decide.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.